Hello and welcome to the Wisden Cricket Weekly podcast. There was no play today at Taunton, which puts Essex on the brink of their second county championship title in the last 3 years. It was a frustrating day because it didn't even rain that much, but a damp outfield meant that the players never got on. I'm Yaz Rana and I'm joined by Harry Josephs. Earlier in the day, I spoke to Jack Leach in an interview that was interrupted on two occasions by Sir Alistair Cook and Tom Wesley. But before that, Harry, is the championship season all sewn up?
I think so, yeah. I think today, not bowling a ball, I think that makes it so difficult for Somerset to force a result in this game. And if we were to even get a full day's play tomorrow, I mean, that's unlikely,
is what I'm trying to say.
So for me, it's going back to Chelmsford.
Yeah, I mean, you need 20 wickets and Somerset to bat again. Very few, we've only had like, what, 60, 70 overs of the game so far. Very few games get decided in 160 overs. So that is pretty much it. Quite a disappointing end to a marvellous season. Anyway, here is that interview with Jack Leach earlier in the day. We're very lucky today to be joined at Taunton by the Somerset Sobers, the Taunton Tendulkar, Jack Leach. Cheers for taking the time to talk to us, Jack. Your performances with the bat as much as the ball have caught the eye this summer, not only in the Ashes, but here yesterday at Taunton too. It was actually Harry who had the question yesterday. How important was your 92 against Ireland for your confidence as a batsman? And how has that affected the way you batted in like the really important innings this summer?
Yeah, I think it really was probably the sort of turning point for me in the summer in terms of my batting. Probably had a bit of a struggle since last summer when I got hit in the head and had concussion off the back of breaking my thumb in the nets just before the Pakistan series. So I kind of had a couple of blows batting and that kind of knocked my confidence. And just to spend that time out in the middle, obviously when you're batting 10 or 11, you don't know how long you're going to be out there for. So the amount of balls that you're facing in games is potentially not that many. You try and do the training as much as you can. You want to obviously stay fit for bowling. So you maybe, I don't know, sort of put your batting to one side just to stay fit and stay on the park. And then it kind of probably put me into a bit of a bad place for my batting. But spending that time out in the middle at Lord's in front of a good crowd and to get that time of batting was really helpful and kind of gave me a lot more confidence, definitely.
And is memories of that concussion still come back to you and in your head at all when you're batting, or do you feel like you're over that?
No, I definitely feel over that. I think I've found a method, sort of a method in between balls of how to sort of, if I'm feeling any anxiety out there, let's say to lower that and focus on the ball and remember that if I stand reasonably still and trust that if a ball's coming at me, I'm going to get out the way of it. That's a nice feeling that I can trust that. And then that allows you to obviously play the few shots that I've got and sort of get stuck in and feel like I can spend some time in the middle and do a job for the team.
Nice. And then having spent a few extended periods of time now with the England team, I wanted to ask you about how a couple of the young Somerset guys compare to the guys in the full England setup. So first, he's a character. Tom Abel was, he's done a brilliant job as Somerset captain. He was elevated into the job at just 23. He's done superbly to lead what is actually quite a young side. How does he compare in leadership style to some of the guys that you've played with? We're being interrupted by Alistair Cook at the moment.
Sir Alistair Cook.
Yeah. How does he compare in leadership style to someone like a Root or a Stokes that you've played with at England?
I guess Root and Abes probably have some similarities in terms of they're quite new to the job and young, I guess, to be captains. So I think they're both guys that sort of lead by example in how they train, their work ethic. And
what's Tom like with the younger players?
Yeah, he's good. He gets on well. He's got a good relationship with everyone. He's one of the nicest guys. He is a young guy himself, so I guess he's probably one of the younger guy that's been around the longest. So he has relationship with the more senior players, but also those younger guys are sort of, you know, his age bracket, I guess, and he's been really good.
Tom Banton, he's just won his first England call up. For people who haven't watched much of him, how would you describe his batting? Who would you compare him to? And how good is he?
I think the world's his oyster. I think he's an unbelievable talent. needs a bit of work on his interviewing. the interviews I've seen of him, I'm not happy with. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but yeah, I think he's shown this in this T20 campaign what he can do, and I think the similarities there. Kevin Peterson, like tall batter, strong guy, hits the ball hard, and yeah, I think he's got everything to be a world-class player. But obviously I've seen people of his age, some will go on and massively outdo themselves, and others will sort of fall away. So I think it's a game played in the head, definitely, and you know, there'll be challenges along the way, and it's how you deal with them, and I'm sure he will deal with them well.
In terms of your own development, since the start of 2016, you've been on this great upward trajectory. As an orthodox spinner, how much did it help you in your early days playing on helpful surfaces for your overall development? Because you've shown year after year that you can take wickets on any surface. How much did it help playing your home cricket at Taunton?
Yeah, I think it's massively helped. I think just the amount of overs that I had probably compared to other spinners in the country.
So do you think that's what it is about it? It's because the pitches take turn that then you're called on by your captain, yeah, more, and then you just have more overs under your belt?
Yeah, exactly. I think a spin, more than anything, is about that volume and having that volume of bowling long spells in games. And I think that's really helped me. I think that responsibility of actually people turning to me and sort of, you know, I need to be the man to maybe get the five wickets or whatever, rather than just playing sort of a holding role the whole game. So I think that's definitely been a helpful thing for me.
And then what would you say to people who've criticised the Somerset pitch here for taking too much turn? Do you think that's nonsense, or do you think that it's no different to a green seamer?
It'd be interesting to get Sir Alistair Cook's thoughts on the wicket. I think obviously this wicket I think has been a little bit more dodgy because I think of the situation, the weather forecast, yeah, and obviously we had to take a punt to win the game. But I'd say I've forgotten what the question was.
Is that allowed?
Is that acceptable?
No, I was just asking, do you think criticism of...
I think any team would do the same thing in our situation this week.
I wasn't talking about this week, yeah, yeah, overall.
I think it's good for I think in English cricket there's a spinning wickets are sort of frowned upon, and I think we probably need to get out of that for help. Like, obviously we're going to go to places, subcontinent. I played in Sri Lanka this year, and you know, conditions are very similar, and
good preparation, isn't it?
So it could be seen as good preparation, and actually we want to produce cricketers that can play on all surfaces, not just English style wickets. So in that way I think it's a good thing.
And finally, it would take something remarkable to get a result here given, yeah, the weather we've had. Do you still believe? It's been a crazy summer.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the thing, isn't it? You I've seen some amazing things happen this summer, and so the game never ceases to amaze me, but yeah, it'll take something special, definitely.
Cool. Thanks a lot for joining us, Jack.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Nice to chat. Cheers.
Some interesting stuff there. I thought it was particularly interesting him talking about getting over his concussion and how that affected his batting, and how only a year later he is much more confident. And the question you asked yesterday, how much that 92 against Ireland helped him for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, it was really interesting and quite honest of Leach as well to talk about that so openly. I actually didn't know that he'd been concussed in the Nets. I did know he had a thumb injury, and I think that's why Best then played for England, wasn't it? I was really impressed with what he said, and it did just make you think that you remember that these cricketers are human, and a blow to the hand, a blow to the head is going to seriously damage your confidence. And I wonder if the first bit of confidence came from the Ireland game, scoring runs. But Mark O'Day is not a slow bowler, and someone like Boyd Rankin, who's obviously not got the pace that he had maybe 5 years ago, but he bowls from such a height that the bounce is always going to be awkward, that your gloves are going to get hit. To succeed against them probably then makes him think, it might be a bit quicker, but I know I can play a ball that's back of a length still, and I'm not clueless.
And also, it's been well documented how much being hit in the head affected Stuart Broad's batting, so it's actually quite admirable how Jack Leach has got over that very quickly. And also, if you think about the bowlers he faced this summer compared to who he'd have faced before, to stick in there and be resolute against the likes of Pat Cummins, Josh Hazlewood, etc., is remarkably impressive, because he probably wouldn't have faced bowlers this fast in the past.
Absolutely, like, spot on. And one thing I would add is, I know we've gone on about him all summer, but does that just make Steve Smith coming back and scoring a load of runs again even more impressive after that hit from Archer, which was, like, that was a horrible blow, wasn't it? And it wasn't almost the head that got him off, flesh on the neck.
And he got over that so well, 100%.
So, it's obviously, Steve Smith is the best batsman in the world. Some would say best batsman ever. He probably backs his technique more than Jack Leach, but it's nice to see that Jack Leach feels confident.
Yeah, and after we recorded it, you said something to me which is quite interesting. You said, if you were Jack Leach, you'd be so annoyed people are asking about his batting all the time. Guilty. But I think that just shows how well he's done for England this year, and how in people's head he's just cemented as England's number one spinner, and there's no real debate over that in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, I think you can look at it that way. It's an interesting one, isn't it? He almost didn't have a wicket that would really, really suit his bowling. The spell that I enjoyed most of Leach's was actually at Lord's on the final evening, when you had Archer steaming in from one end and he was a really good foil at the other end. And quite a few of the commentators said, so, it's fantastic if you can have a quick bowler sprinting in and then a spinner at the other end. And I think Leach got 3 wickets in that innings. And I certainly remember he got Travis Head and Matthew Wade out. And that was where, for me, he really impressed. I've banged on about him for 2 days, but he will get some serious competition from Matt Parkinson as well, which might be the best thing for Leach. That might make his game go to another level, which, for a tour that goes to Sri Lanka in March, I believe, that's only a good thing.
Yeah, what I've been really impressed by him is how that, because of how the conditions helped pace bowling during the summer, that spinners very rarely got times when they were the ones expected to take the wickets. They occasionally were used for holding role. I mean, there was Nathan Lyon on the last day at Edgbaston, but Jack Leach only really had 2 times where he was expected to be the person to take those second inning wickets, and in both occasions he really delivered. So not only was he a wicket taking option, he really drives up the runs, and I think that adds to the wickets. So it's been an amazing summer. And then on his development as a bowler, I thought his answer to the taunting question was interesting. He said that the spinning pitch doesn't help you in terms of it spins, so therefore you take wickets. The captain calls upon you more, and that a younger spinner has overs under his belt. And he defended the Taunton pitch, something that's often been criticised.
Yeah, and he spoke really well on it. I said the other day that batsmen should be able to bat on all sorts of wickets. They're top level batsmen, they're professional cricketers, and they should have the games to adapt. And kind of feel like Leach has confirmed my point, which is always nice.
Except when Alistair Cook was interrupting him, he was a bit thrown there.
That's true. I felt for him a little bit, because Sir Alistair Cook as well.
Sorry, second time I made that mistake.
That would definitely put me off as well if England's leading run scorer came and sat next to me.
It's quite funny though. Him and Tom Westley were quite cheeky when they were walking past.
They were good value for the little bit of time we had them. And it was quite funny, the Essex guys saying that when they're in a certain mood, they're not actually, you want to steer clear if you can.
And I find that amazing that 161 test matches and knighthood hasn't taken that cheek away from Cook, and he seems to be quite mischievous.
Yeah, and I had no idea that was in his character at all. So yeah, it's nice, isn't it, that they're on the verge probably of winning the championship and he's still having a laugh and a joke at Taunton and still clearly has the hunger and the love for the game.
Anyway, cheers for coming on today's show, Harry.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Thanks for listening to today's show, folks. We'll be back tomorrow to hear from this year's county championship winners. See you next time.